In basketball, Billy Tubbs was coach. We had players like Wayman Tisdale, Mookie Blaylock, Stacey King, and you were doing play-by-play of those games.
Some of them I was. Some of them I was at OSU.
Calvin Sampson.
I was there all time during he was a dear friend.
And you became very good friends.
Very good.
Your wives, and you were together with him quite a bit.
Yeah. Calvin and I still communicate.
OU hires Coach Snellenberger. Didn't go so well. You were there then for that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that was a mistake.
David Bourne fires Snellenberger, and then he hires John Blake, and we go on. But then we should mention here, it was December 1st, 1998. OU hired Joe Castiglione as athletic director, and he then in turn names Bob Stoops as coach in December 1st, 1998. And good things began to happen almost immediately, didn't they?
Joe tried to, or wanted to fire me, Joe Castiglione.
Really?
Nothing against me necessarily, but he had a friend in Missouri, Chris Trevino. Not Trevino, but Trevino. And Joe called me in, and he was very nice about it, but he was the AD, and he wanted to make a change.
And what did he say?
I don't recall. I just was, of course, shocked, and what could I do? What could I say? He's the boss. So it looked like I was out. We go to Kansas State to play that season, what I thought was going to be my last season. Again, here comes the guiding hand. You're going to think I'm nuts about that, but I'm standing in the lobby checking out of the K-State motel there in President Bourne. Says, well, I'm sorry to hear you're leaving. And I said, well, I wish I didn't have to. He said, what? I said, no, I didn't want to, but Joe, he said, well, I thought I saw a letter that you signed. I said, well, I had no choice. He said, well, we'll see about that. So to make a long story short, President Bourne said, no, he's not leaving. Joe and I have not had words, ever. I know that he's embarrassed by it from his standpoint, and I'm embarrassed a little bit because, you know, I felt like I was railroaded out. It doesn't do me any good to be bitter or anything about it, but this business is kind of that way, as you know.
Yeah.
So I've been there ever since and literally did think about the last couple of years. I'm getting tired of this and getting older and my eyes are going and I'm just ready to cool it. So I called Joe at the start of the season and told him this is going to be my last year. And he made a comment a bit later, unbeknownst to me, that I heard him, where he said we were on the same page all along. In other words, he was ready for me to leave, you know. I'm positive of this, and I'm not bragging or anything, but I mean, if I'd wanted to stay, I could have stayed. So it's nice that I was able to quit when I wanted to,
you know,
no matter what his feelings were.
You were going into a season that you thought it was your last. You knew the boss didn't want you there, and all that emotion had to go through your head.
President Bourne wanted me there, and he's the decision maker, so I didn't worry about Joe after that. The thing about it is, John, you know this better than I do, or at least as well. When you're doing play-by-play and you're talking ad-lib for 3.5 hours, you're going to make mistakes. I don't care who you are, whether you're Kurt Gowdy or Bill Stern or anybody. You're going to make mistakes. There are going to be people who think you're the worst damn announcer they've ever heard in their life. You get too excited, or you don't get excited enough, or you call this name wrong, or you did that wrong, you call this yard line wrong. And there are going to be others who say, you're the greatest announcer in the world. And both of those are wrong, in my opinion. You're somewhere in the middle. So what is the key? The key is to get excited. Excitement in the voice is most important in a play-by-play guy, in my view. This is just my opinion. So, in my view, I'm doing it the way I want it done. Not that I'm perfect by any means. Mel Brock with Daily Oklahoman had a poll of voting whether they should get rid of me or not. So that happens, and I tell people, if you're going to be in this business, you better be ready for criticism. You're going to get it, and you're going to get praise, and you better be able to handle both, because that's going to happen. So you're on 30, 35 radio stations every Saturday for 3.5 hours, in basketball and football, there's a lot of room for people not liking you or people loving you. You say all this emotion going through, none of that, you know, I'm doing best I can. I listen to myself. I grade myself, sort of. Do I like this? Do I not like this? I'm doing the best I can. If that's not good enough, that's not good enough. Long dissertation, but that's the way I feel.
Well, I'm glad you said all that, but it's hard for me to believe that a journalist, you're in the journalism business, how one can call out somebody else and say that one should be fired when maybe he could have been fired too, should have been fired. What gives him the right?
Well, that's what newspaper columnists do.
You just kind of put it off as that.
I talked to him the other day. Mel and I are not buddies by any means, but he was asking me about the guy that's replacing me. I said, Mel, you don't like the way I do games. There's a lot of people who don't like the way things are done. It rolls off the back. That's the way it is. I don't like the way you write a column, maybe. But so what? This is our job. We do the best we can. That's it. That's really the way I feel.
Didn't that bother you, hurt you, those comments from the newspaper and all, and how you...
Well, sure, you don't sit there and say, oh, boy. No, sure you don't. Because in this business, you have an ego. But you got to be a realist. I've listened to some of my stuff and like, ooh, that does not sound as good as I thought it did at the time. You know, In fact, I used to grade every Sunday. The boys grew up me listening to myself, giving myself letter grades. So I've worked pretty hard at trying to get the sound I want. But to me, the key is I count off the yard lines. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Rather than saying, as some do, oh, watch him run. He could run to Tulsa. Now, that's sure exciting. You're talking radio. Maybe on TV, okay, make that comment. But you want to count it off and get people excited. Touchdown, Oklahoma. Everybody, oh, that's what it's all about. Excitement.
So you think some didn't catch that, didn't appreciate maybe that?
I don't know what. I don't know whatever they thought. But what I'm saying is you do it the way you think you should do it. And if you're doing that and still get fired, you must be doing it wrong or something. I don't sit back and think, darn, I wish I'd done it this way because I'm doing it the way I think it should be done.